This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Studies have shown that the fewer medicines a person has to take, the more likely he or she will take them. Last week, a study was released about a new treatment that combines 5 medicines for heart disease in 1 pill. Salim Yusuf of McMaster University in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, was the lead investigator. He presented the findings at the American College of Cardiology conference in Orlando, Florida. The experimental drug is known as Polycat. It contains aspirin, a drug to lower cholesterol, and 3 medicines to lower blood pressure. The study was carried out at 50 health centers across India. More than 2,000 people between the ages of 45 and 80 took part in the study. All had at least one risk factor for heart disease. These include high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, or being severely overweight. The people were divided into 9 groups of about 200 people each. One group took Polycat. The other groups took either a single drug or different combinations of the medicines in the Polycap pill. The study showed that Polycap lowered blood pressure and cholesterol without many side effects. Dr. Yusuf said the single pill, taken once a day, could reduce the average person's risk of heart disease and stroke by about half. The maker of Polycap, Cadila Pharmaceuticals of India, paid for the study. Cardiovascular diseases of the heart and blood vessels are the number one cause of death around the world. These diseases kill more than 17 million people every year. 80% of them are in low and middle-income countries. Dr. Yusuf said the single-pill treatment could revolutionize heart disease prevention. People would be more likely to take one pill a day than many pills, and one pill would cost less than several pills. Other heart doctors say heart disease prevention is important, but not necessarily with pills. They say patients might be able to get the same results with changes in diet and exercise. Doctors say that more research on Polycap is needed. They say the drug should be tested on thousands more people, including those in different risk, age, and ethnic groups. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report, written by Katie Weaver. Transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our programs are at voaspecialenglish.com. I'm Steve Ember.